talk to Brad Davidson, the big sports breakfast racing expert. Morning, Davo.
Morning, Loz. Morning, everyone.
We had this discussion a little bit earlier this morning with Adam Pengilly about what's going on up there at Eagle Farm. What are you hearing, mate?
Yeah, it sounds like back in the headlines again, guys. Sounds like there was a bit of a meeting with some trainers behind closed doors about this Eagle Farm surface again. It's been much maligned, and we know that I think it's been well documented. A few people saying that probably the wrong profile for a climate like that up there, whereby you need to just keep piling the water on, and they just can't get that. Things to be quite firm. So only 47 runners there at Eagle Farm on Wednesday, so the field sizes aren't great, and I'm not sure what the future holds there, but some trainers again expressing concerns around the firmness of the track up there.
Well, talking about trainers, the trainers up there in Brisbane, are they being allowed to have the option of starting later?
Yeah, there's a 2-month trial period, Loz. It's going to start on August 1. This is for Eagle Farm, where the dirt track there, the dirt training track, normally closes at 8 a.m. But look, it's going to be left open until around that 8:30 to 8:45 a.m. and it's only a small step, but and it's something that's again been spoken about quite a bit about these trainers and all the staff having to start so early to get the training in for these horses each and every day. And I suppose you guys would know a lot about getting up early each morning, but I suppose you guys are able to sort of finish mid morning, where these guys a lot of the time will be kept going at a night meeting, so it can become an extremely long day, 15-16 hours sometimes. I saw a story with David Van Dyke up there early this week saying that basically after he one of his horses has a big race win, all he wants to do is go home and sleep. And I think it's something, guys, that that there is definitely two sides to any story, but it's something that seems a bit of a no-brainer to me, that pushing back these starting times as much as possible. I mean, starting at 2, 3, and 4, or waking up at 2, 3, and 4 in the morning, is very early every day for these staff, and attracting more staff and just making it the longevity of it. David Van Dyke talking about always being tired and not getting enough sleep. Well, we all know sleep's very important, and hopefully it's something that will change over time.
Yeah, long hours, Dave-o. Buddy, what about Victoria? They're getting ready for a race-free week. Do you reckon it'll work?
Yeah, Clark, it's an interesting one. It's been met with, differing views down there. They'll look to do that next week. Sunday will be the last meetings there, and then they'll have sort of the week off before returning on the Saturday. I mean, there's some that say that it's not going to change too much, because the trainers and the stable staff and whatnot still have to work their horses in the morning. So, there's still that. But it's going to reduce the load to some degree, and maybe it'll be tinkered a little bit in the future to make it to have more of an impact, I suppose. But I don't mind the idea, guys. I think, we do pretty much 7 days a week, 365 days a year, take away Good Friday and Christmas Day and in New South Wales, and we race pretty much, every other day. So I don't mind the idea of a race free week, if those trainers and those strappers can get a little bit of a break. But that's the most important thing, that they are getting that break and are able to sort of get away and switch off and have that break they need.
What type of track are we expecting tomorrow at Rose Hill, Davo? And what are you expecting? And tell us about some of the horses you like.
Yeah, it's Loz, tomorrow, well, they've got a soft 6 up at the moment, but I expect that to be upgraded to a soft 5 today. There's a chance of an odd shower today, but it looks pretty good. So fingers crossed we miss those showers. And I'm thinking we're going to be on a good track tomorrow, guys. I know that it'll probably be posted as a soft 5, but I've said on this program a few times that I think that the track ratings have been far too conservative in recent months in Sydney, and particularly Rose Hill has been playing much better than a point or two better, in my opinion, than what they've gone up. So I'm actually expecting, I'll be there tomorrow with Sky Thoroughbred Central on track all day at Rose Hill, and I'm definitely banking on a good track, and I'll be doing my form for a good track, and it'll be good to get back there. It's been a while since we've been on a good surface, so I think there'll be some decent form reversals and some horses that have been crying out for dry ground that get the chance to there tomorrow. A couple of roughies that come to mind in race 9, he's a hot shots one that will definitely appreciate that, and South Sonic, I think, in race number 8, another one at a big odds, who will really appreciate getting back onto a firmer track. But the one for me there tomorrow at Rose Hill at this stage, race 3, number 5, Black Bolt. I thought he represented a bit of value there, guys, around the $4.80 mark. I was against the favourite Yee Yee off that heavy track win first up. I just think not as well suited back onto a drier ground. And really taken by Black Wolf's first up run there at the Provincials. He savaged the line late. I think Step Up and Trip suits. The dry track's no issue. And he gets in nice and light, gets a bit of a weight relief here and gets the senior jockey aboard. So I thought he was the one at this stage. Race 3, number 5, Black Bolt. But like I said, expecting those roughies, he's a hot shot. And South Sonic to run well at good odds.
480 with Tab, as you mentioned. I'll see you tomorrow as well, trackside, Davo. Have a good one.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys. Cheers.